I was spending my days with what society considers the winners, and certainly monetarily the winners. I was, you know, working on Wall Street. And at nights, I was spending my nights with what society considers the losers. And the losers were no lazier, were no less gifted, weren't any dumber. They were just dealt a very bad hand.
That's Chris Arnotti. Before quitting his job a year and a half ago, he was a trader on Wall Street, but he found himself increasingly disillusioned with his profession following the financial crisis of 2008. He began walking the streets of New York, camera in hand. Arnotti was drawn to the neighborhood of Hunts Point in the Bronx, known for its crime, drug trade, and prostitution. He started talking with the people he met, and over time, they invited him to take their photos. He calls the series Faces of Addiction. And he shared with us the story of one person he's photographed. Chris Arnotti is our Sunday conversation.
Hunts Point has a monastery. It was built in the 1860s and has a high barbed wire wall that runs the length of a block. And in front of the wall of the monastery was Takesha. She is a prostitute. She is someone I now know very well. It was a Sunday afternoon, and she called me over and saw me with my camera, had seen me before, and asked me to take her picture. And I did, and we spoke for an hour, hour and a half, and we talked a lot about her life, about how she ended up on the streets. And the story impacted me immensely, not only in terms of how rough a story it was, but also how honest she was about what she was doing with her life now.
I'm looking at a picture of Takesha here. She's middle-aged, maybe a little older. I can't tell. She's got a, looks like a see-through lace kind of negligee standing next to a garbage can. I'm not quite sure. Her legs folded and her arm across to one knee looking at the camera.
Yeah, she's 38. She was raped by a relative at 11, had her first child at 12, and was put out on the streets by her mother, who was also a prostitute, at the age of 13. Mm. She has been on the streets since then, almost now 25 years. When I finished up talking to her for that hour and a half, I generally always ask people one question. I ask them how they wanted to be described. And she gave me one sentence. She said, as who I am, a prostitute, a mother of six, and a child of God. Mm. And again, the honesty and the directness by which just was very striking to me.
And how do you think she feels about being photographed and knowing that you're sharing these photos and they're out there?
She has been very, very supportive. I would never publish a picture of anybody who doesn't want that picture published. I told her quite honestly what I was doing, quite bluntly what I was doing. I came back the following week. I showed her the picture and the write-up I had done, and she was very proud of it. You know, what's one of the things that's been told to me, I forget who exactly told it to me, was being a homeless junkie, I often get offered people who want to buy me lunch, but very rarely does anybody ever ask me who I am and what I am, or I'll put it bluntly, give a shit about me. And knowing that someone out there is caring about them or thinking about them matters a lot.
You have written that you were an atheist, and then that was kind of challenged as you started meeting these people that you're taking photographs of. What happened?
I have a PhD in physics before I went to Wall Street. And I think science is great at doing things like building bridges. I don't think it's great at explaining life. I'm certainly not good at explaining how people are built. I walked into Hunts Point and I guess naively thought that I would see the same cynicism towards faith that I had. And I saw the exact opposite. Takesha says the person who's watching her or gives her hope is God. You know, I'm often in crack houses at 3 a.m. and these are abandoned buildings with no electricity, no plumbing. And you'll find a Bible almost in every one of them. And that Bible, the rosaries they carry, the Bible gives them hope. You have to respect how people get to their beliefs and why they get to their beliefs.
When people see your photographs of the prostitutes and drug addicts there in the Bronx, what do you want them to take away?
I want them to look at the person, to look at the picture for 5 seconds, 6 seconds, just to stare, and then use those moments to read the person's story and to look at them as another human being, and to remind themselves that there are people in this world, people 5 minutes away from where very wealthy people live, who have very little, not due to their own problems, not due to their own failings, but to society. Everybody, homeless, prostitute, a Wall Street trader, as valid as anybody else.
Chris Arnotti is a photographer and columnist for The Guardian newspaper. There's a link to his photos on our website, npr.org. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.